Ruby, so many of us cared, really cared, about our patients and their lives. They were near and dear to our hearts. And although we tried not to take our work home with us, many of us did anyway. I remember one special little lady named Ruby. She was just a tiny little thing, but very ill and very active. She was over 70, but that didn't seem to slow her down one bit. She was all over the place, all the time. For some reason, Ruby took a liking to me right away. I never knew why, but she always called me Addie. When I was away from the ward for a while and had a day off, I was told by the other nurses that she would lie on the floor and kick and scream and say, "I want Addie. Where's my Addie?" But when I was around, she tried hard to be well behaved, and I in turn tried to spend time with her outdoors. She just loved the outdoors. None of the other attendants wanted to take her out because she was such a handful. But I would say to her, "Okay, Ruby, I'm going to take you outside, but you have to hold on to my hand. And whatever you do, don't you let go of me, because I'll be scared and get lost." So Ruby would squeeze my hand tight, and off we would go. I almost always took her to the same place, the gated area behind Building 50 and Ward 5. Building 50 was closed by this time, and no one was there. It was a beautiful spot for Ruby and me. I had a key to the gate, so I would let us both in and lock the gate behind us, and then just allow her to run all she wanted. She just loved that. Sometimes she would just sit on the grass in the sun, just happy to be there. Other times she would run around and hide whenever she could. During these visits, I would sit on the steps nearby and do my ward paperwork so I wouldn't be, you know, wasting time. Every 5 minutes or so, I would hear this little voice from the hidden spot say, "Addie," and I would come back with a teeny voice, "I'm here." On the day before she was transferred, I was asked to accompany her to deliver her to another institution. I knew I couldn't betray the trust she had in me, and I was thankful on that morning that she was transferred that I was scheduled for an afternoon shift. I never saw Ruby again. But even now, there isn't a day that goes by that I don't wonder about her and pray that she found another Addie.